Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
I watched Beverly Hills Cop 4 last night.
Okay. Is that the new one?
Yeah. Big fan of them films, you know.
Big fan of this one?
Nah, it's decent. Better than the third one anyway. I actually like the third one though. Third one gets a lot of hate. Now he's in Wonderworld.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
Yeah, that's the one I know. Like, out of all of them. I think it's because, like, it's good. Yeah, I think it's because it's good.
Where's the fourth one?
Where is it based?
Yeah. What's it about?
Beverly Hills.
Ah, yeah. Of course.
That's just a bit nostalgia, isn't it? The tunes and all. It opens up with an 80s tune from the original Beverly Hills Cop. And it sort of just doesn't fit. Because it's not the 80s anymore.
Mm.
It's just a throwback. Like, it doesn't feel like a cash grab. Like, I think they put a lot of effort into it. It's decent.
Is it a Netflix thing?
Netflix.
Yeah, they'd be the only ones that just throw money at that shit.
Yeah. Should have got a cinema release.
Probably did.
I wouldn't have cinemas. Went.
Would you not?
No. Would have waited till I could stream it on
the thing that you put in the... Yeah.
You know, the one you pay for.
Yeah.
Monthly.
Yeah. You can get paid yearly as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. You have to know someone though. Like, I mean,
well, it's just going like on, a thing, yeah.
It's good, like, we can watch the football as well.
Any match.
Right.
Yeah, it's good.
Even if it's in Azerbaijan, you can watch it about 7 a.m. Am I right on? Do you get it, yeah? The thing that you stick in, how's it going? Welcome to episode, what episode are we on?
158?
Episode 158 of the Stala podcast, you're very welcome. You happy about that?
I'm happy about that, but I'm not happy in general. I'm actually in a bad mood today. A really bad mood.
Nothing new.
Would you give a thumbs up for that? You happy that I'm in a bad mood? cynical laugh.
I know why you're in a bad mood.
I find some value in it. Schadenfreude, I think they call it.
Schadenfreude. What's that now?
Finding joy in the misery of others.
Oh,
those German words for everything. Schadenfreude. I find, or anyone finding joy in the misery of others. So if you're
if you see Liverpool
lose a match and you laugh away at yourself, that's Schadenfreude. If I see Joe come in unhappy and I have a little laugh.
You're happy about that. So Schadenfreude. You're Schadenfreude.
Freud.
Schadenfreude.
There you go.
Schadenfreude egg.
Schadenfreude egg. Benedict Whopper.
Anyway, sorry.
I'm starving. What's up?
I'm sure a lot of people will be Schadenfreude when I tell this, but I went to the pub last night on my bike that I converted into an electric bike.
Right.
Put a lot of money into it.
You did.
Bike in total probably came to about €1,000 to have it made.
Some bob.
Including like the bike, the work put into it, the bits, the batteries, the motor, the wheel.
That was just a standard bike and you bought the bits to make it electric.
Yeah.
So it cost you a lot.
Yeah. This was good. It got some speed on it. It was going like 50 kilometers an hour.
Jailbroken. Play Snake on the thing and everything.
Make toast on it and all you're good.
Do a little ham and cheese toasty on that.
Add an air fryer.
Did it?
Yeah, you could do it Sunday. Roasting it while you're cycling to work.
Whopper. For a grand, that's well worth it.
But I cycled it down to the pub, went in for a few points, locked it to the pole, and I came out.
What locked that the bike was locked?
The bike was locked.
Right.
And the bike wasn't locked when I came out, when I was leaving to go home. It was robbed. Someone hacked open
the
Cusick's pub on the North Strand, just out the front of it. And I went back inside.
Supposed to be where you're from, yeah?
Yeah. And apparently it happens there regularly enough. They'd rob anything. They rob kids. There's somebody who messaged me. I put up on my Instagram. And there was someone who messaged me, said that her kids went into Cost Cutters there and locked his bike outside. And somebody robbed his saddle. Like, took the saddle off it. Like, if they can't rob the whole bike, they'll take something. They'll take a wheel or they'll take handlebars. They'll take fucking something off it just to be pricks.
Someone robbed my chopper when I was in school for about 2 hours.
And then you went and you got it back?
It was a wild goose chase all the way up to the deep Finglas West, and knocked at your man's door with me man's fella, and his brother opened the door, and I was like, your brother like just asked me for a shot of my bike after school. I gave him a shot. He's doing a load of wheelies and then he spinned off, and he's like,
spinned off.
I was like, that's it there, like just right behind him in the hallway was the chopper. Got it back. Said it before, but got it back. You didn't though.
Not this time. It got robbed before, and
this one got robbed.
The bike that I had got robbed before.
Twice now.
This is the second time.
Was it electric when the first time it was robbed?
No, it was just a normal bike this time. And it got robbed and I found it on Facebook Marketplace. Someone was selling it for 40 quid. Yeah. So me and my mate chased them down, hunted them down. And they agreed, like they robbed it from my garden in my house. I was an idiot, had it unlocked in my front garden. But you don't think someone's going to step into your fucking property and take your shit?
Ooh.
But they did. They took it from my garden and then agreed. I set up a fake Facebook account. I reached out to them and I said, yeah, I'll buy it for 40 quid. And he said, yeah, where's handy to meet? And then they said, Northside Shopping Centre, right across from where they robbed the fucking thing from, the stupid cunts. And I went, me and my mate, and we took the bike with force, let's say.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Why you'd have to?
Trying to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just to say, don't be stealing bikes. Stealing bikes like is bad. PSA, that's what that was.
They had it up for 40 euro.
Yeah.
And it's worth way more than that.
Well, it is now. Back then, like, the bike itself.
What bike? Is it a Trek or something?
It's a Giant.
They're worth more than 40 quid.
Yeah. 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 I guess they were just looking for a quick
sell.
Quick sell, yeah. And there was four of them. So they were splitting that four ways. Tenner each. Wouldn't even get you a bleeding large McDonald's meal.
The smokes.
Fucking crap.
Barely.
So I went back inside then to the pub to see if I could get their CCTV footage to, because it had just happened. So I was like, can I see the CCTV footage? And he said, no, they wouldn't let us see it until, like, only a guard can see it because it's against GDPR or some shit like that. So this morning I went to the guards to report. Oh, no, actually I was outside. I'll go back a little bit. I was outside and I called the guards from outside when he said that the guards could only see it. So I called the guards and the guard said, right, there'll be someone there in a few minutes to take the report. No guard showed up. I was standing outside for over an hour and no guard showed up. And the pub shut and I called them back and they said, yeah, there should be someone there. I said, the pub is shut now. So I just went home. So then this morning I went to the Star Street guard station to report it to them. And the fella went in and he made
a... this.
Yeah, literally, what's the name? What's this? Where was it? When was it? All that shit. And he went in, he made a pulse report and then he came out and he goes, I'm after making a pulse report, but you came to the wrong guard station because that's in the U district. I should have went up to Mountjoy Square. So that's a different police station. So if I had been the right police station, I could have went with the guard straight away down to the pub to check the CCTV footage. But he registered the pulse case and that's been sent to Mountjoy. And I have to wait for days for them to even accept it and be assigned a police officer. And then when that police officer is assigned, it could be weeks, he said.
Be gone by then.
Yeah, yeah.
Scrap. Did you try the marketplace?
I'm all out. I've set up alerts on Done Deal. I went around to all the bike shops as well and I said, if anyone comes in selling this bike and have a photograph of it, if anyone comes in, will you give me a call and I'll come by and teach them a lesson. The bike shops say that they get 20 people a day going into them.
With robbed bikes.
And they're selling them for like 20 euro. Like electric bikes that are worth thousands. You
think it is fucking Extravision?
Fucking
tightening gang.
Arseholes, man. Imagine going around robbing bikes. What is your life when you're doing that? And selling it for 30 quid, like, or like, 40 quid.
Get way more. Like, what are they doing? You get way more.
Just get rid of it quick, isn't it?
So you're on the marketplace, on the hunt.
I'm on marketplace, I'm on adverts. I've Google alerts set up like for
Trek
Giant
electric.
Bike. Yeah.
Or Giant Electric.
Yeah.
Robbing bikes, like.
What? The fuck
that wouldn't come true.
I can hear it in the headphones.
Well, people are gonna think that
we recorded this outside.
We're just in, yeah, boys. We're just in the Fino, yeah.
we're out looking for the bike.
We're on location looking for the bike in the Fino.
But you can see the appeal in robbing bikes when the guards do fucking nothing about it. It was 10 o'clock in the morning when we went in, and he said already that morning there was 5 reports for missing bikes. 50 bikes in Dublin are reported missing every day. 50 bikes a day. That shouldn't be the case. Like,
no,
it shouldn't be
absolutely
that.
Absolutely bizarre.
It should not be that easy to rob someone's property.
My cousin lives in the UK. Just talking to me, ma, there like last week. She told us that a load of people came into that gaff in the middle of the night, like, and one of them heard something dropping. So he went down. They're all standing there, like, don't know what weapons. They had weapons anyway. And they like got the car keys off his Range Rover, just whipped it.
I was living in Santry and I was in the apartment in the sitting room and somebody jumped in the back room because this was a ground floor apartment. Somebody jumped in the back.
Jumped through your window at 4 in the morning?
100%. Not at 4 in the morning, like 4 in the day.
Little copycat.
4 in the fucking day.
Oh, I don't do 4 in the day. Only 4 in the morning. Wasn't me.
Jumped through the bedroom window went into the sitting room, took car keys off the counter and climbed out the sitting room window, got in the car and took off.
Your car keys?
My roommate's girlfriend. Yeah, my roommate's girlfriend. Her car. Took it, rallied it, burnt it out.
How high was it up?
Just ground floor.
Oh, ground floor. That's fucking extreme.
When you're in the house, like...
Down into the gaff of the keys to, like, rob the car.
In the day. Daylight robbery. Literally, broad daylight robbery.
That's extreme, Robin.
I had someone come... Like, I went home one of the days and there was someone trying to get into my house. I told you this before.
Yeah.
Someone trying to get into my house at the front door. And I'm like, what's going on? What are you doing? Like, you know? And then, whatever, I got him to get away from the house. Went into the house and I called the guards. I explained what was happening. Someone was trying to break into my house.
Fill out the form.
They said, we'll send someone down to your house now in a minute. Nobody came. The guards are useless. You could break the law very easily and get away with it. I feel like there's no detectives in Ireland.
Yeah.
There's no
Speaking
detectives.
Of Beverly Hills Cop, there's no detectives.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Detective Foley?
Why
is that an Irish name? Why does that feel like an Irish second name, Foley? Because it is.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah.
We need an Irish Detective Foley. What are you fucking laughing at? For sake. Is there detectives?
Yes, there's detectives.
Yeah, but they're not like...
They're not.
Beverly Hills.
You don't have trench coats.
The chief hasn't got them working on cracking the case on Joe's bike now.
That's what I want. I want like a boss man saying, well, I gotta get that man now. I need his name right away. I just hope it wasn't someone that I know.
What's the odds on that?
I don't know. I was in the pub like, and I was with people that, like, I was with a friend of mine.
Any gangsters?
His friend. And a gangster, yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, two gangsters actually.
I've been in the company of a gangster drinking.
I'm sure you have.
Probably.
I'm sure you've served many.
Yeah, probably served a few. Is it deadly, is it?
I was wearing my fake Rolex. I was wearing my fake Rolex, and when I went missing, I came back in and was like, if you don't let me see the CCTV footage, I'll have to call the guards then, if that's the only way of getting to see the CCTV footage. And then he's like, yeah, fair enough. And then the gangster fella, he was saying, don't be calling the guards, don't be getting them involved and all this. And I'm like, that is a very suspicious thing for you to say right now. What the fuck? And then he's like, I'll make a few calls. How much would you pay for it to get it back? How much would you pay to get it back? I was like, I'm not fucking paying for it. He goes, what about your watch? I was like, that's a fake yoke. It's only worth about 50 quid. What are you on about? What the fuck are you trying to put a squeeze on me to get my own bike back? Really suspicious stuff.
Is he a friend of yours?
No, don't know.
It's just like in the fucking pub.
In the pub. Like he was sitting with us having pints towards the end of the night. Like,
so he tipped him off. Say, yeah, I'm cooking, fellas.
Fucking bike outside, yeah.
Fucking joint.
Rolex on him and all that.
Fella's a hot shot. With that. He can afford to lose it.
Fucking hell, man.
On your field.
He was like, would you pay 600 for the back? Because I was like, I'm fucking going mad because someone's at the robbing something worth €1,000. Like, they're like, relax, will you have a point? Relax. I'm like, no, someone's at the fucking rob me shit. Relax, will you? What did you think would happen? Like, locking it to a light outside. What do you mean, what the fuck did I think would happen? I thought it would be there when it'd come out. That's what I thought would fucking happen.
You'd be that angry, you'd be having us up your point and the point would be shaking.
And I'm there waiting for the fucking guards to come, like a little bitch. And they're like, give me that watch as well.
I'm sure you'll get it in the end.
I don't think so. I think it'll be gone.
It's gone. Gone.
It's gone. I am down today because of all of it. You know, it really affects your day then. You know what I mean? So I've kind of made plans with Moira for this evening to kind of chill out and order some Sheffield.
Beverly Hills Cop 4.
No, something better.
What could be better than Beverly Hills Cop 4?
Season 2 of MILF Manor has just dropped. Do you remember I talked about MILF Manor?
I can't believe it got renewed. When you talk about MILF Manor, I presumed that was a historical artifact. You know, back 10, 15 years ago when things like, you know, like There's Something About Miriam.
Just thinking that, yeah.
Those kind of programs that would never get made today. I thought MILF Manor might be in that realm.
It sounds like it would be.
So in case anyone's not familiar with the episode where I talked about it, I'll give a quick rundown. It's basically where a lot of unmarried MILFs go into a villa like Love Island.
Are they all MILFs?
They're all MILFs, yeah, fine little things. And the twist is all the men that are going into the villa are the MILFs' children and they all mingle and get with each other and then it's like whoever is the best couple at the end wins. Just like Love Island. So that's pretty fucked up.
So that's Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars, yeah.
Cougar Villa.
So that's so fucked up. How do you step up a level for season 2?
Grandkids.
No.
Guilf Manor.
No.
Well, how did they step up?
MILFs, the kids, and the fathers.
What?
That's season two, and they're all mingling and getting with each other and doing fucking dirty.
No, hang on. You're going to have to break that down for us.
What in the multiverse is going on? What in the MILF multiverse is going on?
Father and son compete for the mothers.
Father and son compete. But the father is already...
tapping the MILF? They broke up.
X.
X. Right. X. The, yeah.
X on the MILF speech.
But it's you in a villa with your ma and your da who are separated, who are going off with other women, and you're competing against your da.
Are they all like separated, like that they don't know that their ma's in there? And
they're all together and they're playing games. Like in the season one, they were touching their son's stomachs and he had to guess which one, like blindfolded, touching their son's stomachs and all of the men's stomachs, and he had to figure out who was their son.
That's incredibly fucking weird.
That is so fucked up, isn't it?
Is this a streaming thing?
This is TLC.
It's like the joke
I had a feeling.
She might be aroused by her son.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's like...
There's fucking nothing TLC won't do.
Oh, my. It literally stands for the lowest common denominator.
They do everything except table, ladders and chairs.
So let me get this straight. Yeah, you got MILFs, say, 1 to 10.
Mm.
And they each bring their son.
Well, they don't bring... So in the four... That was the twist. When the men arrived, they were like, oh my God, that's my son. And then it was like, boom.
Okay, and now it's the sons plus
the dads.
The dads.
So are all these MILFs and the dads, they're all divorced or separated, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. And
could they get back?
That would have made it a lot harder, I imagine, for the casting team to find not only 10 MILFs who were interested in taking part in this.
But now 10
this grotesque charade. But also, they have to be divorced. And their former other halves have to also be willing to take part.
Yeah.
And also their sons.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Money talks.
Well, I'm going to say the odds of finding 10 families with all three of those elements is fucking astronomical, and I don't believe it for a second.
I don't believe it.
What are the odds on finding that exact mix of people
scripted
10 times and getting them all on your TV show scripted. In time for filming? In time for filming. It is America, which probably, it does significantly lower the odds. But these are paid actors.
No, they're real.
You don't believe in the pyramids and you believe in MILF.
You believe in MILF Manor.
MILF Manor. People have left it. People have left the... Because it's so fucked up and disturbed. Like that contestants have said, I'm not fucking doing this. This is crazy. And they've left the manor. The manor. And it's filmed in Mexico because that shit's illegal in America. And like the boys are like 18 and stuff and it's illegal to drink and stuff. So that's why they've done it in Mexico because you can...
18?
Yeah.
This is some sleazy.
It's the trashiest TV I've ever
And
watched.
You're all in for season two.
I love it.
I can't believe it exists in this era.
I love it. It's only this era it could exist in. It's like fucking wild.
Feels like an early 2000s thing.
It does, yeah. It does actually, yeah. MILF Manor.
You could see MTV taking a chance on that in the early 2000s.
Look up a trailer for MILF Manor there. Season two. But now, there's dads. This season on MILF Manor.
Can I have everybody's attention? The dads are here to stay, girls.
Oh. What's going on? Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
What both of them?
She might as well, sure, once you're in MILF Manor.
Joey's so hot and cute, and then so is his father. Ah. It could get a little confusing.
Are we allowed to go out with a father and a son?
You know we are!
Yeah, you dirty bitch.
The same girl? That could be fun.
No.
That could be fun.
The dads seem like they're into it. They're like, I'll have a bit of that with me, son.
They're doing a tantric yoga class together.
Oh, that's fucking...
That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
A little bit.
So am I, mate. Get out of there.
With me?
I'm opening myself up.
That looked like her son.
She's meeting everyone. She's the dangerous one.
I am feeling amazing. Is that in this? Everybody's
not yet. But she has a kid.
So fun. What possibly could go wrong?
Nothing. It's going to be amazing and peaceful and calm.
Here come some bombshells.
Oh,
what the
bombshell.
Hell is this girl doing here?
Who is the girl?
Is she here to just start up? What's going on?
Yeah,
I'm here to take your daddy.
I'm gonna go and be like, okay,
time's
up. We got five.
Are they the daughters?
Somebody's coming!
They're probably the daughters coming.
Just get to come in and take the women from us.
James Bond.
Fight for what I want.
Take the women from us.
You are what I want. As soon as I walk out there and I peek my head over.
An English fella?
Oh, there's an English fella.
Oh my God!
Oh, he's only 18. What are you crying for?
He's only a child.
You're 40. He said he was 14.
I'm not sure I've ever trusted a man.
They won't in there.
Tomorrow, you will meet down at the dock to make your final choice.
I came here to find love.
This is something else.
I definitely found
it's the best piece of trash.
Why does anyone go on one of these?
Why wouldn't you?
Well paid, and they're also following a script.
I doubt they're well paid.
They're not following a script.
I trust your touch.
She's holding both her hands.
I'm here to genuinely find love. My fear is that, I'll be honest, I'm going to get my heart broken again.
Yep. Yep. Girl. Girl. Pure entertainment. That's what that is. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight.
Will you, it's the whole season out, is it? Or is it?
No, episode one. Yeah, week by week. I think, yeah.
And will the anticipation kill you now, waiting for the next one?
Yeah, but they're like 2 hour long episodes and you're just like, do you know what? That's enough for one night.
It's very strange behaviour.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it? Will you watch
No, definitely not.
Owen, would you watch that?
Not in a million years.
Really?
Yo, MILF Manor, thanks.
Why? You watch Love Island.
That's different.
Love Island's boring. What you want is some MILFs, some sons, and some dads. That's what you want. So I'm excited. I'm excited for MILF Manor too. And
whatever tickles your fancy, I suppose.
That tickles every bit of fancy in me.
You have a few picky bits while you're watching, will you?
I'll have a few snacks.
Yeah, a few picky, just a little few picky bits, yeah.
Peanuts.
Yeah, all in little individual bowls and all. Yeah,
yeah, cheese board.
Pair of slippers and that.
Yeah.
Cheese board.
Yeah.
Who are you?
That'll be nice now. That'll make me forget about
me fucking bike. You fucking boy, man. Feeling the vibe here.
Feeling the vibe.
My head's being turned.
Joe, you asked for holiday tips.
Yeah.
Ian actually sent in some.
Oh, nice one.
His dad lives over in Albufeira, so he's been a fair few times. Go to the dolphin tours, do the fish foot spa treatment, the zoo marine. Ooh, it's a water park aquarium with dolphin shows.
No,
cruel.
I'd probably go.
Sea kayaking through the sea caves. That sounds good.
With a 2-year-old, 3-year-old.
Yeah, he did. Ian does warn that it was a great experience. Aside from his girlfriend at the time, almost drowned.
Yeah, he'll probably give that one a miss. So
you can do wild dolphin tours. Take on a boat to find a pod of dolphins.
Oh yeah, that could be good.
The fish foot spa.
The fish foot spa, is that not supposed to be bad for you? You can get like
listen,
a disease or something off.
Compared to stuff he does anyway.
No, but seriously.
I don't know.
I think you can.
Diseases? Fish disease?
And
sort of disease and say it again.
Oh, Ian just says the fish and chips and seafood in general is lovely there, so.
Oh, nice mussels. Fish, yeah. Did I see you eating mussels on Moira's story?
Whacking the mussels out of it.
He got the fancy ones.
Did you like them?
I fucking loved them.
How'd you cook them?
I sticked them on the pan.
We were talking about this, weren't we?
You bought the pre-prepared.
They're cooked. They're already cooked, so this is just about heating them up, really.
We were actually talking about this there. It wasn't on the podcast, was it? About him getting muscle.
Oh, maybe we weren't, no.
That's true. So Joe has become very interested in the idea of eating seafood recently. That'd be fair.
In particular,
mussels.
Mussels.
You've been asking a lot of questions about mussels.
I'm intrigued.
Where to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we said to him? Get the kilo bag.
The kilo net that you get in Dunn's or a fishmonger's or
supermarket.
Fresh.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
On the rocks. On the ice rocks.
Anywhere selling fresh fish.
But then you have to pick the birds off. They have little birds and you're supposed to pull them off.
Yep.
Each individual one.
There's not really much though. God. They're not always on them.
How do you know?
You give them the scrub, pull them off. Yeah, it's like.
I shave them off, it would have Mac 3.
I give it a short back in science.
I give them fades and everything before I eat them. But I end up buying them in a box.
Yeah, I really, really wanted them. We were talking about them and I was just like, fuck. And actually, now that we're talking about them again, my stomach is like, craving I want them again. Yeah, yeah. I think they're addictive. I think they might have an addictive thing in them or something. But I went, because it was late, that it was about 7 o'clock. Kish Fish was closed.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, I'll go down to Tesco, see if there's anything in Tesco. And he had the cooked mussels in the boxes. And
cooked already?
They're cooked already, but you still have to heat them up, like, you know.
Yeah, in the pan.
In the pan. And because, I don't know, maybe the raw ones are way nicer, but these were fucking,
I'd say that is
gorgeous.
Same, probably.
To die for. And I've been eating them like as a midnight snack because they're perfect for a snack. You wouldn't have them for dinner, right? Like,
did you not eat all of them?
How long have you had these mussels?
You bought more since?
Well, I bought boxes of them.
Oh, you bought a couple. It's freezing.
So like, you're waking up in the middle of the night and going down and open a fresh box of mussels and cooking
before bed. Like
before bed, like, yeah, you're not.
This
like
is
that, like.
So your bedtime snack.
I'll watch MILF Manor. This is what I said to you. Oh, I said I'd watch MILF Manor and I'd get a load of mussels, stick them in a big pot, and just pick at them, eat them.
It really is some life you lead.
Lovely.
I'm jealous.
I did eat the first ones actually in bed. But that was
mussels in bed.
Yeah,
man, that's a course. That's a sin. You destroy the sheets.
It's perfect for it. It's perfect.
Mussels. Oh, what time is this?
That was about
10.
It was about 10. Yeah, MILF Manor and MILF
in the bed eating mussels.
You're cooking a pot of mussels.
For fuck's sake. Had you brought a pot of mussels to bed, would you?
Yeah. Yeah. I did. I genuinely did. It's not a pot of mussels. So
I know you like put them in a pot.
Yeah, big metal bowl, a big metal bowl. Like,
plastic you open out and fucking
yeah and then stick them on the pan, fry them up,
squeeze them out, aren't they?
Yeah you know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, you get them in Dunnes and that.
Yeah, gorgeous.
They're flavoured and all, you get like a seasoning on them.
Yeah, but now it was just garlic, so I did put chilli flakes in.
Would you eat them every day?
Yeah,
it's good when you get something like that where you're like, oh,
are you eating them in bed every day?
We've been missing
or?
Out on this.
Well, so it's only been twice now. I've had them in bed, day one. Day two. This will be day three. I don't know. You don't know where I'm going to get
on
these
the toilet,
muscles.
I'll in the shower.
In the jacks. I'll eat them anywhere. I'll eat them anywhere.
At a bus stop.
Oh, lads. Fucking gorgeous.
We should have a big mussel day in here.
I'll bring them in. I'll bring
in a little lunchbox.
With loads of mussels.
Cold though. Nah.
I'll fry them in here. Fry them up in here.
You'd want to be careful now. Transporting mussels and shellfish in general around, wouldn't you? Like, you know, once you cook it, you know, you need to be
eating it. With it. You wouldn't be able to put it in the fridge and eat it the next day, you'd die.
No.
You'd be dead.
I mean, dead in your bed.
Do you know what else?
With all the mussels all over you.
I did not think you were found.
Imagine you're found dead in your bed, surrounded by loads of mussel shells.
You can buy mussel meat, so you don't need to deal with the shells either. So I'm thinking of just getting that.
I know.
I think the picking each one out one by one, it stops.
That's what it's all about. That's what you want. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for that inch,
like through the shell. Like, I don't use me.
Do you not pick them out?
No, I just go and suck them out of the shell. Don't suck them out. It won't come out. But like, it picked them out with my teeth.
In bed.
And Ben's like, "This great in the mission."
I'm never going to be able to get that image out of my head now.
MILF Manor is on. He's there in bed
in his jugs. He's just
slurping mussels. I was like, "I'm hungry," but you know when you're hungry but you don't want a big meal,
you have a few mussels.
It's just a pot of mussels.
Wow,
he's right.
I am right, am I?
100%. Yeah.
It's like either that or popcorn or something, but I don't like popcorn. Well, I do like popcorn. Mussels and popcorn.
Nah.
Oh yeah. The butter and all?
No way.
The butter?
I wouldn't have them together.
Would you not?
Oh, mussels and popcorn.
Oh yeah.
That's fucked up.
Boys, I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah, actually.
I'm taking a picture of that.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I'll send you a video.
I think I should post a photo of you tonight on Instagram with you lying in bed eating mussels. Just don't even caption it.
What the fuck is he doing? Mussels in bed. It's the perfect bedtime snack.
There's no perfect bedtime snack.
There is. Mussels.
You can't be eating in bed. Bed is for sleeping. Bed isn't even for watching telly. Let alone having a fucking carvery on, you know.
Bed is the best place to watch telly.
That is, yeah.
And I flip-flopped on that. I went full 180 on that because before I was like, never have a telly in your bedroom because you'll never go asleep. But now I have a projector. In my bedroom.
Don't have a telly, have a fucking cinema.
I've like a 20 foot screen in my telly that's projecting MILF Manor. So I'm munching on these mussels. Yeah. I'm trash. I'm white trash.
If the tax man walked in on that.
They're cheap though. Mussels are like a bag of them is $3.50 or something.
Not the fancy ones you're eating.
They are. That's what was $3.50. I don't know how much the kilo bags are. I feel like your kilo bags are the
fancy
ones.
£2.
Yeah. No, they're like cheap, yeah. £3 or whatever. Yeah.
And you get like 100 of them.
Yeah, that right.
Not, low. Maybe not 100, but
plenty.
Probably would be 100.
Fill a big pan.
What about an air fryer? Would you stick them in the air fryer?
No.
Why?
Be no flavour to it. You need to fry them up and spin them all around.
Get down to Kish Fish there around the corner from you and get loads of kilo bags of mussels and just bring them back and experiment with different ways of cooking them. You might kill yourself with food poisoning.
But it'd be worth it.
It's a risk we're willing to take.
If you enjoyed it.
Is the meat nicer? Is the meat fresher with the is the meat bigger inside?
Don't know. Probably it would be fresher. Because yeah. There's the ones in the net are still alive.
Are they not supposed to be alive?
Yeah, but yours are cooked already.
Yeah.
The ones that come with the sauce and the seasoning or whatever, they've already been cooked, haven't they?
Yeah.
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 They're supposed to be alive, yeah, when you cook mussels.
Ah. I'm going to get a lobster.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do what Darren did, get a lobster and get all the meat taken out and stuff.
Do.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'll send you the recipe to like...
A live lobster?
A live lobster. No, you have to. You can't cook a dead lobster.
You can.
His one was cooked frozen.
Yeah, because it was cooked alive.
And then you buy it frozen, same.
You could have stick that in a microwave.
Someone else
no.
killed it alive for you.
Oh, the only thing is, when I open that...
Killed it alive. That's can you kill something?
Is everything all right?
I like killing something and it's dead.
When I opened out its shell, it was must have been pregnant because it had all these eggs in it. They were yellow, orange or something.
Jeez.
And it was disgusting to look at.
That's caviar.
Oh, caviar.
Caviar isn't on...
Fish roe.
What fish is that from?
Caviar is from sturgeon.
Sturgeon?
It's just fish egg.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Who's that?
A politician.
Big long fella.
Where's he from?
The UK.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in Scotland.
Scotland, yeah. Scotland Yard.
Yeah.
Jude Bellingham, huh?
Jude
Bellingham.
The gorgeous bastard, huh? Handsome man. Did you see the amount of money Ireland made in the first 6 months this year? Ooh, baby.
How much?
Oh, baby.
Much.
55 billion.
55 billion?
Yeah.
Who made that now?
In taxes. The government made that.
And would it be all spread out between all of them?
No, well, the idea is that they'll...
Money messing.
They're going to have an early budget. They're doing the budget in October. So aren't you like them to put into the budget now, knowing that they have 55 billion? You may as well double that now coming into... You can say 110 billion by the end of the year. Darren Conway, finance minister, and he's in charge of the budget. Would you lower the price of smokes?
Oh, as always. Yeah, you'd have to. I'd put them out for £5 a box. Then no one in the country has to pay for petrol or diesel.
Bring back single smokes.
Electric is the way forward. So you don't have to pay for petrol and diesel.
Yeah.
That's how you'd push it.
I don't know if that works.
And then... keep a few bob myself, obviously, from the budget.
How much?
How much is the budget?
110 billion.
60 billion.
Bus fares. Free? Free buses? More buses? More expensive?
I'd put the bus fare up.
Up?
Yeah. From €2 90-minute round trip to £8 round trip.
Boy, that means people
smokes
have to
are going
more.
Way down here, lads. So someone has to get hit. Someone has to get hit in this public transport. So. You're getting petrol for nothing. Get a fucking car,
What about gaffes? Are you going to put money into gaffes?
I'm not going to talk about gaffes in this budget because it's lots of false promises.
From who? From you?
Every government. All the governments.
So you're just giving up?
Finished. Gaffes.
No more gaffes.
It's
no
not going to work.
All. There's none. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. There's none, all right?
Oh, I've nothing left. I've nothing left for gaffes. Sorry.
Because they'll just say, oh, well, at the moment, we've built 200,000, blah, 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 this year. No, there's none.
No.
Just be honest.
I think you should put 10 million into
crypto. And what about if you don't? If you don't bring back your cans and bottles? No, if you do bring your cans and bottles back, but you're hoarding them and there's hundreds in the gaff, if it's over 200 or 300, you get locked up for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah. For being a hoarder.
I feel like that's where the budget came from. They're like, we have 55 billion and it's all from people not returning their cans and shit. This is a returnable can. That's going in the bin.
I'll take that off you.
Will you?
I'll get fucking 15 cents for that.
Yeah, have it. You can have it. What about the environment? How are you going to save the environment? Are you going to invest in green energy? How are you going to save the planet from catastrophe?
I'll stick a few quid into that. Whatever. Stick a few bob in there, yeah. Yeah. Sound, yeah. Cool.
Right, okay, so that's... So housing, you've decided... You're just not going to go near that.
Not a lawyer.
Yeah, you're just not even going to try build houses.
I can't.
Okay, what about the health system?
Put a few bob into more hospital beds.
Into more hospital beds. Get okay, more. That's very practical. Yeah. A nice one's like Emma mattresses. You do a brand deal with Emma mattresses.
Stick them Emma mattresses in there. Yeah.
Come here, Emma. Emma, come here, come here. We need a few beds for the hospital.
Don't forget to use budget 30 off for 50%. Budget 30 for 50% off. It is a sale on for a month, and then after that month's over, there's another sale for a month, and then
it's a sale forever,
and so on.
A sale forever.
Oh, so there's a cost of living crisis. So how are you going to tackle the cost of living crisis?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Like if I go to the shop and I do a week's shopping for me family, that's cost me 150 quid. That's too much.
100?
How are you going to get that down to 100? A wonna.
What's the most expensive thing you buy in your shopping every week?
Jeez, I mean, bread is expensive now. Milk. The essentials. It's the problem. That's the problem. Chicken.
Right, so I'd actually get rid of milk out of the shop.
No milk in the shops.
No milk in the shop. Okay. And I'd say, if you want to get milk, go to a field and...
Milk a cow.
Milk a cow.
Maybe you give every household their own cow.
Every household gets their own cow.
Yes.
That's a few quid off your shopping.
What if you live in an apartment?
Fucking put them on the balcony.
Or maybe like a communal cow. Like a little farm in the field.
Like for everyone.
Yeah.
Like the fucking pram shed.
Yeah. A cow shed. Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm on board. Milk your own cow. Budget 2024. That's their job.
It's your job.
How did Taylor Swift go? Oh, I seen you dressed as a fucking tennis player. You bloody mad thing.
Am I all right in the head or what? I said it to you. I said, Maura's dressing me up. I feel like a fucking dope. Because in America, they all take it very seriously.
I feel like in Ireland, I didn't see anyone.
No. We even went to the pub beforehand. Like around the Aviva. And I was like, oh, like I even knew some of the like hat scarves and headbands, lads.
Let's just enjoy this moment for a second. So this is you with your ill-gotten ticket.
Well, not ill-gotten.
You hurdled all the bad karma you'd built up for yourself and you landed in €800 tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's happened is you've shown up at that gig.
Dressed
in fancy dress.
Roger Federer.
And you think everyone's going to be like that and you walk in...
And everyone's looking at us like, that's what lovely. The fuck is wrong with him?
Did anyone get it?
There's more schadenfreude for you.
Without explaining.
Actually, this is real schadenfreude. I actually felt bad for you about the bike. This is proper schadenfreude now.
This is schadenfreude. I have schadenfreude for myself, to be honest. Yeah, dressed up as a tennis player because she dressed up as a tennis player in the music video The Man, and she dressed up as a champagne bottle. Said champagne problems on it. But like, nobody else was dressed up.
No one else. Not one person.
No. I mean, if they were, they had like a little clip and a headband or something. Like, they weren't fully dressed up like a Halloween costume.
Was there any like super fans that were like, oh, you're the man tennis thing? Or?
Yeah. They'd say, oh, I love the costume or something.
They knew what the reference.
Yeah. Any Taylor Swift fan would get it, apparently.
Did anyone give you any sort of stick? Saying, what the bloody hell are you doing, Joe?
No. Oh, you don't know what's happened. I feel like people really... have become introverted. Like, it could be a generational thing. Maybe I'm a 33-year-old man at a Taylor Swift concert, like, dressed as Taylor Swift.
No, but you are. No, probably you are.
Yeah, yeah. But they wouldn't be outgoing enough to say, hey, you fucking age you.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas that would have been me when I was in my early 20s.
Well, hey, you fucking age you.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Nah, but it was all like kids. It was all girls and stuff like that. Yeah.
I was TikToking. Taylor Swift was all over me TikTok, obviously, because she's in town. And what's this thing, the 22 or something, where they pick someone from the crowd to go up and, like, a child or something?
And they give a ha.
A ha.
So the Ma, Taylor Swift's Ma, goes to every concert and she picks out somebody and puts them in the front, and they know that Taylor's coming down to them. And
if I got that hat, I'd get it graded and put it up for auction straight away.
Oh, what, but it's the kids.
Oh, take
you
it off,
don't get
take
it,
like, it off the head.
You won't get it. It has to be a kid. Imagine you at the end of Taylor Swift's
like
walkway.
It's like catching a fucking baseball at a fucking baseball match. I'd just whip it off them. I'd tackle them for it. Well, I wouldn't tackle them. That'd be a bit bad to do that to a child, but I'd take it. I just go, yoink.
Give me that.
Yoink.
It was actually really crap. It was actually really, really boring.
Mm.
It's not like Pink. When Pink was in the Aviva, she was
doing flips and all.
Yeah.
On a big harness.
Yeah. She's gone all over the place. Like,
I feel like something's going to trend on Twitter very soon that's not going to be good. About Pink.
About her falling.
Yeah.
She always does that though. I went to see her in the Ambassador, I think, in Dublin. And she was doing that.
Big
now
jump,
it's
big
not
jump from the Ambassador to Crow Park doing it.
What the fuck was she like? Bleeding, flying around the Aviva.
How can she still sing while doing that? Did you ever see it?
I've seen videos, yeah. I don't know.
She gets catapulted. And she's like, what's a song she sings? I don't know.
In a family portrait, we look pretty. What are you looking at?
Where are you off to?
Mary Poppins, come down.
Popper.
Yeah, it was crap though. There was a couple of people there that spent 10 grand.
What?
To be there. And tickets and flights and accommodation. Like 10 grand.
That's absolutely insane.
To see her. Now I think, this is a theory, because nobody seemed to be enjoying themselves. And of two...
Really they were.
They didn't appear to be. They weren't like jumping around going, yay, Taylor! But I feel like they feel as though they spent 10 grand on this concert. So they need to observe and soak up all of the show.
Can't miss Anne.
And they weren't up for just going... We're feeling and just like glancing away for a second or dancing, or they weren't doing anything. It was just so crap. Everyone was so crap.
Just like staring, not even blinking.
I think if you spend too much money, then you're kind of afraid to miss anything then.
Can I put out an appeal real quick?
Go on.
While we're talking about concerts. If there's anybody listening to this podcast, I will forever be grateful if you have Coldplay tickets, thanks, that I can buy off you.
Surely if you put up a story or something saying you need Coldplay.
It's just better on the podcast, more one-on-one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad we got the
Amy's
exclusive.
On me back big time. I let her down with pitch at this and that. And she's like, the only way you can make it up to me is Coldplay. I'm like, that is a big fucking jump. I don't even like Coldplay. She really wants to go. She just thinks I have a bit of a pull, but I don't.
You might do.
Anyone listening out there? I'll pay you, like. That's it.
I have tickets for Coldplay.
Do you? No, you don't.
I do.
When'd you get them?
When you went on sale.
How much?
€80, was it?
I know when you're lying. I know.
You are lying, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you are. I can see it too in your eyes.
I'm not.
You're lying, you are.
I have two Coldplay tickets.
You fucking liar, yeah.
All right, okay.
You'd have said it from the start.
Why are you lying? Just upset him.
Yeah. I have two Coldplay tickets.
Even for you, that's low.
Even me ma has Coldplay tickets.
Oh,
I believe jumping to that now. Yeah.
She doesn't even know if she wants to go on us. So,
yeah.
So she might be able to sell you. She has one ticket.
Yeah.
She can sell you one. How would Amy like to go with a bunch of old women?
She probably would.
Mm, there you go.
She go with your ma?
Well, me ma wouldn't be going because she'd be selling her ticket.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It's amazing that
and not wanting to go.
Acts like
she was giving them for free because she lives in the area of Crow Park.
Oh, she would, yeah.
Fucking really? Did you get to?
Are you
messing?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
He is messing, yeah.
He is, I know. It's fine.
No.
Why are you saying it's amazing that gigs?
Like Garth Brooks could sell 5 nights and Coldplay could sell 4 nights. 4 nights, that's what, like 350,000 people? It's like 8% of the population or something like that.
How many people is Crow Park?
It's 82,000 when a match is on. I'm not sure. I think it's
probably more with a concert,
90,000.
No, I think it's like 75,000, 80,000. Because well, you lose out the whole.
Hill
16 and the two stands on the side at the end.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing that percentage of the population can be. Like, Coldplay can come to a country this size and say, hey, we'll do 4 nights here in a big stadium.
Isn't it mad that, like, they can do that, like, this, and there's, like, World War III of our tickets, and we just do, like, I sell 1,000 at Vicar Street and it's like, oh, come on, refresh.
Wake up.
We sold the bollocks out of it. Like, we literally fucking put up like 5 videos promoting.
And we sold ads. It.
We sold it in the end, but like, I'm just saying in comparison to like fucking Coldplay or however.
All they
Taylor
had to
Swift's do. Just like, yeah, they're gone. They're all gone, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Coldplay didn't do that with their third gig. Like, give yourself time. It's not over yet.
Wait till the day that we say, oh, we're playing Vicar Street, and then it's like, yeah, 2 months later, they're gone, sorry. You'll have to do it. Sorry.
4 nights.
And there's actually people scrambling, paying, coming over from America, 10 grand to take it, just to stand in Vicker Street looking at us. That's what I want.
One of these days. One of these days.
Nice to have dreams.
It must be so surreal for us standing up there. She couldn't give away tickets to our Crow Park gig when she'd done it in Crow Park.
Enough fucking Taylor Swift, yeah. It's done, buried, gone, forever.
Yeah. I think it's just cover for the Spice Bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had to bring it up, didn't you? You had to bring it up.
We're getting questions in the emails. People are wondering where is, like, you know what you did?
Sorry about that.
You talked about it way too soon.
There's a...
You should have kept your mouth shut.
Okay, I'm coming out and I'm saying this, okay?
Public statement.
On the 28th of July, that charity football match, Pell,
yeah,
is happening.
I know that.
I'm going to have it at that.
Oh, where is this match? Is this the Ballyfermot Legends?
It's not the Ballyfermot Legends, no. It's
Influencer Football. Cal the Dragon's flying over from the UK to play in goal, I heard.
Cal the Dragon, James Doyle. Nasty.
Nasty 2K? Is it?
Carpo Park, Nace Road, Dublin.
Carpo Park? That's a mess, isn't it?
Is it? Bluebell United, Carpo Park. But yeah, so that's it. Now, I'm sticking me flag in the ground, and if it's not ready by the 28th of July,
it'll be ready on the 30th.
Are you going to be in there frying up a bit of chicken?
The price is right.
you still have to bring me in the curry sauce, man.
Yeah, I already got one, though.
What?
You're telling me you got one curry sauce sorted?
I want to try yours, though.
It's not worth it now.
It's
seventh class.
You promised over a month ago. Right. Grandma's chicken curry.
Right, I'll bring it in.
Conway's curry. Conway's curry sauce. The only way is the Conway.
Chips curry? What ad is that?
McDonald's curry sauce.
All these ads, man, they just get soaked into me, Brian. Wimax coming across the nation.
Imagine Wimax, the new sensation.
Why? Like that's. Oh, I don't know what a tracker mortgage is. See what I mean?
That was the wind.
Yeah, there's a...
It's a draft.
There's a draft. Don't worry, we're not possessed yet.
Woo-hoo.
I was awoken the other morning.
Beautiful. I love the way you started that sentence.
Look at this. You prepared this before you came in. Book.
I was woken. What did I say?
I was awoken the other morning by a...
Okay. I was awoken the other morning by a frantic Amy.
Well, frantic Amy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why was she frantic?
She got clamped. She went out to go to work at 7 a.m. and she was clamped outside the gaff. She wasn't the only car clamped. I'd say every second car in the estate was clamped.
Why?
You need to have a permit in the window. So she has the permit in the window. Her side door opens. She got a new door and everything. Remember what happened to the car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the door wasn't locking. So she went on the mechanic to sort it out and got sorted since then. So she's got the permit in the window on the right-hand side. And like she 100% had a permit for 2024. Like, and the sellotape on it was like messed with. And the one under it was ripped slightly. So we're like, did someone open the fucking car door and just whip off the new permit?
Oh, because the door was fucked. So you could open the door and just...
But, yeah, literally.
Jesus.
So the permit, like the sellotape was hanging off it down the bottom of it. The top was fine. And then like the underneath permit for 23 was ripped slightly. So it's like someone like pulled it across and just took the new permit off it for this year.
Fuck off.
Feels like that, yeah. There's like loads of cars in the estate just clamped. For having like permits that are out of date or expired recently. Everyone just feels like it was tampered with.
Did you have to pay to get it unclamped?
125 quid.
I think of the amount of sports cards you could get from that.
Stop it.
Whoa.
Not many.
Half a box.
Not even a box.
Shit. So even though you had a permit.
Yeah. 100% had a permit for this year.
And you still had to pay to get it unclamped?
Yeah, but the permit that was in the front window was from last year. But we put this year's one on top of that for sure.
I'd be on the CCTV having a look at that.
We've asked for the CCTV since and it's been looked into. It's all about CCTV this week.
It is. It's all Big Brother. This is a Big Brother episode.
So there you go. There's just a lot going on at the moment, isn't
it? A lot happening, yeah. A lot happening.
You've just been paraded through the office to tell your tale of woe.
It's painful. It's painful that people find amusement. They get that Schrodenfroze.
Schrodenfroze.
Schrodenfroze. You all get that from me.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Sorry about all that. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you did.
We'll talk to you next week then.
Yeah.
See you when we see you.
See you then, Rory.